We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, Orlando Magic fans? Welcome to the Six Man Show Post Game Live presented by Rock'em. Disappointing. Super, super disappointing night at Kia Center. A game that felt super winnable became even more winnable just a few minutes into the game when Draymond got ejected, which we'll talk about. And the Magic just were not cut out for it. A night that that we really showed, I think, our inexperience again. I think this team has really overachieved all season, obviously, and kind of reset some of our expectations, and nights like tonight kind of push those back into reality. So Magic lose, I believe it was 101-93. That's right, 101-93 to the Golden State Warriors in Orlando. Warriors sweep the season series. In a game that just... yeah, rough game. We'll talk about it, obviously. But welcome to the show. Super glad you're here, obviously. I hate to be a little bit Debbie Downer tonight, but that, again, to me, that was such a winnable game, and the Magic just kind of coughed it up, which I hope doesn't come back to hurt us, you know, over the last two and a half weeks of the season now? It's kind of crazy. Hope it doesn't hurt us. But especially, I think I'm doubly mad because there was a huge opportunity missed tonight, and we'll talk about that when we look at the scores around the league and the standings. But anyway, welcome to the show. I'm producer Kevin. Glad you're with us tonight. We're the Six Man Show. We're an Orlando Magic podcast. We love this team. We love this fan base, this community. And so we put out a podcast every Monday and Thursday talking about the Orlando Magic. And we're right here on YouTube after each and every Orlando Magic game. So glad you're here. Thanks for tuning in. Obviously, I know it's a bit of a downer night, a game that I think all of us really, really wanted. And so to come up short, especially in the way that we did, just kind of feels like a gut punch. But anyway, glad you're here. Again, this show is brought to you by Rock'em. Rock'em is an amazing Central Florida company who makes socks and underwear for some of your favorite sports teams, including the Orlando Magic, but also NFL, NBA, NHL, and college teams as well. They also do non-sports things, you know, Marvel, Harry Potter, Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, Disney, like all kinds of fun stuff on their website. So definitely check them out at rock'em.com. Be sure you just use that code MAGIC20 because that is what helps the Six Man Show. So if you want to help the Six Man Show out and get some really cool merch in the process, use that code MAGIC20 because it gets you 20% off your order at rock'em.com. Check them out on Twitter and Instagram. If you don't follow them already, they put out some really cool news this week about the UCF court that they acquired. The founder and CEO of Rock'em is a UCF alum, and they got the old UCF basketball court installed in their warehouse, which is the coolest thing ever. Really excited to see that here maybe next month, which is kind of cool. But anyway, yeah, welcome to the show. Glad you guys are here. Let's look at some super chats as we always do to start things off. Isaac Ford says, oh man, I was going to talk about this, but I guess we're talking about it right at the top. He says, Paolo putting the dagger in us with a walk-up three. Man, it's hard. I've said this before on this show. I always feel so weird sitting here as a, you know, 30-something-year-old male who never played professional basketball at all or collegiate basketball at all, and honestly, not even really technically organized basketball. And so I hate sometimes sitting here and saying some of the things that I say, but that moment right there from Paolo, I just don't understand. I love Paolo. I'm so grateful for him. I hope he stays here forever. That's a moment I just don't understand. Well, Isaac is referring to, if you're not following, or maybe you didn't get to see this part of the game. I don't know. Maybe it was like a minute and a half left. I don't have it in front of me. I think it was less than 2 minutes. I think the Magic were still only down one. No, that's not true. They were down three. Maybe. I don't remember. Whatever it was. Down a single possession. Okay. And Paolo, as he's done several times this year, casually just walks into a three instead of actually trying to get into the offense, get to the rim, and he missed it. Horrible shooting night for Paolo. I think Paolo's done that five or six times this year in that same type of situation, you know, less than 2 minutes to go, Magic, you know, single possession game. And I think it's worked like one time out of the five or six. I really have a hard time understanding that one. I know what he's trying to do, like go for the dagger, but for a team that has talked all season long about singles, we're going for singles, not home runs. Singles is how you win basketball games. To have him do that over and over and over again, I really have a hard time understanding it. Love you, pal. Ty Mr. TV says, I'm sorry, Mosley, but you got to call timely timeouts. We can't keep playing from behind, and we cannot attack the rim. I see what you're saying. We should attack the rim when we have a team in the bonus. Yeah. Yeah. Not Mosley's best game. I love Jamal Mosley. Not his best game. I know he's dealt a rough hand with injury to Gary Harris and injury to Caleb Houston. But a lot of question marks for me, for him tonight. The only thing I'll say is we got to free AB tonight. So that's good. Played 15 minutes, basically. Love that. But yeah, I don't know. It's very, very rough from that standpoint. Thank you guys for those super chats. Isaac has another one here, says, as a Canadian Magic fan, I'm always surprised that the Magic don't have home court advantage versus the Warriors. Welcome to Orlando. Well, actually, let me back up. Golden State right now, they do that in every building, okay? Steph has taken a generation by storm, right? There is a whole generation of Steph Curry fans, like, period. Like, they love Steph Curry. There are some even diehard Magic fans that are Steph Curry fans. Like, they love the guy. They'll even, like, Magic fans that show up to Warriors games with the Steph jersey on, which is, like, kind of twisted. But that happens in every arena. It just especially happens in Orlando, okay? Orlando's a place of transplants, and that's why the six-man show exists. We're trying to win this city back over, this whole region, Central Florida, over to being Magic fans again. Luis Rosario says, we learned nothing from the loss to the Kings. Yeah, there's a lot of similarities between these two. A lot. And dare I say, I was going to talk about this later, but dare I say, one of the big similarities is not having Gary Harris. You don't have Gary Harris, and your starters play horribly tonight. They were bad on Saturday. They were horrendous tonight. Absolutely horrible. You hate to see it, because the bench tonight, I mean, I know Cole led the way, but bench tonight, for the most part, kept things afloat. Okay, I've gone on for long enough. It's time to look to the chats. Thank you guys for the super chats, by the way. Brian says, that game was frustrating. Yeah, man. Again, for me, it just felt like such a winnable game. Like, second night of back-to-back for Golden State. You lose Draymond in the first 4 minutes, whatever it was. You had 3 days rest. Yeah, it's a total missed opportunity, and especially, again, once we look at the scores around the league, it is a hugely missed opportunity. Huge. Destin for Greatness says, Freak Throws killed us. But we won't win playoff games shooting like that from the charity stripe. Nope. Magic were 11 of 21 from the free throw line, 52% from the line. You leave 10 points at the free throw line tonight in a game you lose by 8. First off, yeah, Brian says, why Suggs pass the ball? Yeah, just lost track of time. It was the right play. Like, if time wasn't an issue, wide open Cole Anthony in the corner, beautiful. He just forgot about the clock, which stinks. Because he also, I think, had a pretty good chance at the rim. It would have been a tough shot, but I think he could have finished or at least gotten contact, but whatever. Thanks, Praise. It says, that first quarter was the worst Magic basketball I've seen in years. It was bad. 11 points in the first quarter for the Magic. Woof. Ace says, this loss hurt. Couldn't buy free throws. Terrible. Excuse me. Only Mello says, the subs in the fourth is kind of horrible. Waited too long to get Suggs in. Yeah, 100%. That's part of what I was saying with Mosley. As soon as Steph came in, Jalen Suggs should have been in, if not earlier. I know Jalen didn't have a great offensive night tonight, but you trust him down the stretch of games like this. And then obviously he came in and hit a three right away. It's rough, man. It's hard. Last thing before I know I keep saying I'm just going to go to the chat. For me, what's hard, like the hardest part of this is the first 45 minutes, 45, 6 minutes of this game. Horrible. Terrible. Didn't deserve to win it. And yet, it was right there for you to win at the end. And you still couldn't find a way to do it. That's, I think, the part that bothers me the most. Like, we played horribly for 48 minutes and got blown out. Okay. Team was better than you tonight. You didn't have it. You were unprepared. Blah, 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 blah. But for all that to happen, and in the final 2 minutes, you get it to a one-point game, and then you just self-destruct. That's the part that I think bothers me the most. I really think that's it. Like, either play well and implode at the end, or play horribly and just get blown out. But don't play horribly, and then you have it right there. You do all this work in the final minutes to get you within one, and you just, I mean, that's the only word I could use. Like, it imploded. Like, we just, again, showed our youth down the stretch, I think. Woof. Luke says, I don't think the refs could have been more inconsistent if they tried. Yeah. I mean, NBA refs, you know? Okay. Ikru says, embarrassing. Great job beating the teams that are trash this year, I guess. We get shown that we're not at the level of the good teams again and again. Exactly. We are not there, and we shouldn't be, you know? One of the youngest teams in the league. Take away Joe Ingles and Gary Harrison. We're there. Your stars are 21 and 22 years old. Yeah, we shouldn't be at the levels of the really good teams. But on a night like tonight, we should have been good enough to win. I really think so. BW says that was painful to watch. Very painful game. Oof. Florida Jet said, I'm guessing that says, is embarrassing. Pretty sure middle school teams can hit a better free throw percentage. I know middle school and high school teams that can shoot better than 50% from the line. Especially high school. Maybe not middle school. Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, Austin, this is what I was saying earlier. The starters didn't show up and haven't been showing up. Yeah, the last two games from the starters have been very concerning. And again, the common denominator of those two games is Gary Harris, not having Gary Harris. Is that the difference between the starters being good or even okay and them being horrible? I don't know. But that's two games in a row without Gary Harris and two games in a row that the starters have been, again, Saturday they were bad. Tonight they were horrendous. And I think horrendous in all aspects of the game. Like, not just scoring. Like, yeah, the scoring numbers are terrible. But rebounding? Oof. A lot of the defensive situations were terrible, too. I don't know, man. It's kind of confusing. Especially when you have 3 days to prepare for Golden State. I don't know. It's rough. Timester TV says, this is not worth reviewing. I know. I didn't feel like it either. But, hey, there's 111 of you here reviewing this with me. So, you guys are crazy. Thanks for being here. Yeah. Nidal says an awful loss, really was. Thanks Praises says, this is good. Wasted Isaac's performance against Sacramento, wasted Cole's performance against Golden State. Cole Anthony, guys, if there's a silver lining, quite literally the only silver lining from this game, Cole Anthony. Holy smokes, man. Welcome back. That is the Cole Anthony we know and love. He was best player on the court for the Magic by a mile, by 10, 20 miles, whatever distance you want to come up with. He was the best player on the court. So good tonight. Looked like the Cole that we know and love after having many months of struggles. Loved seeing Cole snap back into it. But yeah, wasted it. Rough. Oh man, Seth, you're so right. Nothing more frustrating than having a bunch of Warriors fans in the arena on top of losing that game. It's the worst. And I'm gonna call the Magic a little bit here, too. I don't normally do that. We love the Magic. We work closely with the organization. Them doing Paolo bobblehead night on Golden State Warriors game night is... I don't know the words to adequately describe that. That makes zero sense. You are setting yourself up for something like this. It's not like you needed to sell tickets to this game, so you added the bobbleheads to try and incentivize people to come to this game. It's Golden State. It's literally the second most expensive game on the whole schedule behind the Lakers and LeBron. And now a bunch of Steph Curry wearing They're going to walk away with Powell bobbleheads tonight instead of real Magic fans. What are we doing? Come on. I don't get that. That's crazy to me. I'm angry. Ugh. And they're all going to walk out going night, night. They're going to have their Powell bobblehead. They're going to have their Powell bobbleheads going night, 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 Magic fans, night, night. Come on, man. Come on. Ugh. Okay. Where were we? Hard to believe in a coach whose team gives up shot clock. Shot clock violations in the clutch. We can't shoot better than 50% from 3-3 line. Yeah. Look, guys, you cannot blame a coach for a player making a mistake like that. That has Mosley made mistakes tonight. Don't get me wrong. The shot clock violation by Jalen Suggs is not on Coach Mosley. That is not on Coach Mosley. Come on. Again, Mosley deserves some criticism tonight, 100%, but not for that. And he also can't be blamed for free throw shooting. I don't know. Seth says Franz better wake up. Bradley says Franz terrible. Yeah, Franz. I mean, statistically, Franz is better than Paolo by a long shot. I think this was one of Paolo's worst games, by the way. Like, for the record. He's had some bad ones. This one might be bad. Like, the worst, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if it's the worst, but... Oof.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, Dizzy says, didn't really need the night-night celebration against my team. No, that was awful. That is a horrible experience that I do not recommend to anyone. It's been a while since we've had that. Well, no, I mean, take it back. We've never had that at home because he didn't do that way back in. When's the last time we lost to them at home? We beat him last year, beat him the year before. Probably been like at least three, maybe 4 years. He wasn't doing it 4 years ago. He wasn't doing night-night 4 years ago. That was probably the first time he's done it in Orlando. 0 out of 10, do not recommend. Not fun. Here's the thing. Steph is kind of annoying and obnoxious in a cornball, but he's still unreal. Like, that is a crazy basketball player. Crazy basketball player. Changed the game. And tonight he was terrible. 6 of 18 from the field tonight. But maybe not terrible. Maybe it's a stretch. But whatever. Okay. Axis says Paolo cost us the game. I think a lot of guys cost the game. It was a bad game, but Paolo certainly played his part in that. Yeah, Cameron says, can't leave that many points at the stripe and then play dumb in the last 2 minutes, two games in a row. Yep, 100%. Matthew says, Magic beat themselves on that one-point possession. Turn the ball over again. Exactly. Man, I'm super behind. I'm going to have to skip ahead here. Oh, we did get a super chat here from another one from Ty. It says, should J.I. start? Ooh, yeah. It's a big question. It's hard. It'll be hard to do that at this point. You have 9 games left in the season. Do you make a change like that? Right as you're in the final stretch here? I don't know. Thanks for that super chat, Ty. I don't know, man. It's a great question. And if this is 2 months ago, I think it's one that is more strongly considered. But I think at this point, it would be hard to do that. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, Isaac says, good news is... Yeah, we're going to get to those other scores in a second here. Luke says only positive is Cole Anthony, 100%. 100%. Yeah. A lot of you guys saying the same thing. Ikaru said, did we play Powell or his bobblehead tonight? Couldn't tell. Yikes. Oh gosh. Yikes. Ouch. Do you believe in this? Would love to see stats showing L's that would have been wins if we shot 75% or better from free throws. Yikes, too. Yeah. Here's another thing for you. The Magic are now 5-10 in games with two or three days of rest. 5-10 with rest. That's crazy. I don't know how that stacks up against the rest of the league, but 5-10 when you have 2 or 3 days of rest feels so backwards. Feels so backwards. I don't know. It's kind of weird. All right. We gotta skip ahead here. We are just... I'm slowing us down a lot. I got to skip a lot of these, okay? Stunner Boy says that shot clock violation changed the whole game. Yeah, it felt like kind of the air came out of the building at that point, unfortunately. Trying to think, did we score after that? Was that the last point of the game? I mean, before that, obviously. Once that shot clock violation happened, did we score again? I think is a better way to put it. I'm not sure that we did. Do you believe in says facepalm, embarrassed, eye roll? Yep. MK says overreactions everywhere. You're right. Like there is a level of this that is an overreaction. I think you're totally fair in that. It is just one game in a vacuum. Where I get a little concerned is that it's two games in a row of basically the same script. I think that's where I'm not yet to the point of like freaking out, obviously. I think some people are, and that's where overreactions come in. But I think some of the weaknesses that we knew about this team are just being made super evident right now. And then add to that nights where your starters are just horrible. I mean, just bad, bad, bad. Two games in a row. So, big weekend though. Big weekend this weekend. Back to back at home, Clippers, Grizzlies. You have to beat the Grizzlies, even though it's the second night of back to back. And honestly, the Clippers have been playing poor basketball lately. We'll talk more about that at the end of the show. But I think you got a chance. Bilal says we're not playing well versus over 500 teams. Hope we get in shape before the playoffs. Yeah, it's crazy. But again, I mean, we're pretty much in line with where we should be as far as playing the good teams, right? Like, we're not there yet. We're just not. Yeah, Luke. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Out-rebounded 52-39. Yeah. That's crazy. Crazy. And they get 10 offensive rebounds. Is that the worst rebounding performance of the season for the Magic? Maybe. Magic, one of the best rebounding teams. But yeah, not tonight. Just got absolutely crushed on the boards. Yeah, a lot of you saying overreactions, and I get it. I understand. Like, if anyone gets it, I mean, I've said this many times on the show. It's an 82-game season. The cool thing about the NBA is you get another game usually every 48 hours. And I'm not to the point of overreacting. I think some people in the chat are. But where I am concerned is that we are three weeks basically from playoff basketball. 3.5 weeks from playoff basketball. And the teams that we're playing in the playoffs are going to be teams like the Kings and the Warriors, like that level of teams. And when you go out and play as you did on Saturday and tonight, it's concerning. Now, again, the flip side of that, the overreaction thing, is how we played on Thursday against the Pelicans, who might be better than both of those teams. Statistically, on paper, they are. They're better than both of those teams, Sacramento and Golden State. It's just we are super inconsistent, I think. Colin says, nothing gets me more heated than hearing the crowd cheering for Stephen Curry at home. Yeah, it's awful. Horrible. Losers Ari says, without the bench, we lose by 20 at least. Matt, oh, I'm so glad you said this. Said we needed one more guy to play decent and we would have won. I feel like we've said that like 5 or 6 times this season, at least. Like we have one player play really well tonight, Cole, and nobody else helps him out. We had that a lot. The stretch when Franz was hurt and Paolo was just carrying the team, Paolo had several like world-class performances. And he just needed one other player to play, not even elite, like play good. And we would have won some of those games. And I felt like tonight is the exact same way. You're exactly right, Matt. You're exactly right. Joseph says, I'm very negative tonight. I mean, it's hard not to be. It's hard not to be. Magic were given opportunities to win that game tonight and just couldn't do it. Again, showing inexperience. Showing inexperience. Okay, for the 100 of you that are still here, before I finish out the rest of the chat, and we're going to go through a little bit of the box score, because, I mean, there's not a whole lot to look at. It's a disaster. We have to talk about the scores around the league and the standings, and we'll look at the spreadsheet and stuff. Before I do that, for those of you that maybe didn't join us at the beginning of the show, welcome. This is our post-game live show after every Orlando Magic game. We also put out a podcast every Monday and Thursday here, and that means right now as we speak, Jonathan and Luke are recording tomorrow's episode of the Six Man Show. Can't wait to hear the reactions to this. That should be fun. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. If you're new here, hit that subscribe button. We also want to shout out our sponsor of this show, Rock'em. They're the world's largest sock store, and they're a Central Florida company based in Orlando. We just always ask that if you shop at rock'em.com, whether it's for Magic gear or other stuff, just use that code MAGIC20. It'll get you 20% off of your order at rock'em.com. And hey, this is a great time to get some Rock'em gear. No matter what happened tonight and what happened Saturday and all that kind of stuff, Magic are going to be in the playoffs. We're going to talk about how close we are to that here in a little bit. But why not get some Magic gear and gear up for the playoffs? Come into our watch parties and stuff, whatever. It'd be fun to see a lot of you in some Rock'em gear. Oh, man. Okay. El Magico says, what's up with Powell? He's very indecisive. I don't know. To be fair, Golden State is a good defensive team. I should say maybe inconsistent at times. They're a well-coached defensive team. They have some good defensive pieces. They don't always put it together. Tonight, you know, maybe a pretty good game from them. On Paolo, I don't know. He also settled a lot. Steven says, definitely a game we beat ourselves on, but Gary Harris is our X factor. Seems like it, like I said. Is it a coincidence? I don't know. Steven says, Clippers game is a must win now. You know, when we came to this four-game stretch against playoff Western Conference teams, you know, New Orleans, Sacramento, Golden State, and the Clippers, that's what I said, we'd have to go 2-2. Let me back up. Not have to. I would feel great with 2-2 is what I said. And so now, you got to win that Clippers game to go 2-2, which I think is very possible. Clippers are playing horrible basketball right now. I mean, bad. Like, tonight, did they win this? I know they were close. Oh, are they still going? Oh, they are. Sorry, it was a later start. Okay, they're in the fourth quarter. They're down 3 to the Sixers. Like, yikes. We got to beat them on Friday. I hope we can. Some of you, I'm not putting some of this stuff on here. Oh, man. Chris, I hear what you're saying. I don't think a lot of people are big DeVos fans. The DeVos family did not pick bobblehead night, okay? Like, again, DeVos family can be criticized for a lot of things. They did not pick bobblehead night, okay? Oh, man, that's funny. Yeah, I'm Jovi says, Cavs dropped to fourth. Yeah, the Knicks are now the three seed for right now, which is kind of wild. Do you believe this producer Kevin doing the night-night with a bobblehead highlight reel for sure? Yeah, that was a moment. I was really passionate about that. Sorry about that, guys. I kind of got out of my... It was like an out-of-body experience there. Oh, man. Okay, yeah. Some people saying Fultz sucks. Yeah. Not sure about him starting there. Would have loved to start Anthony Black. I think Anthony Black's deserved it. He's earned it. He earned it. He started, 30-something games earlier in the season? Wow. Oh, we got a big old super chat. Shane, thank you so much. Says too many missed free throws. Yeah. Yeah, big time. Free throws cost you, as it has several times. Got another one here from Shane. Thank you so much for those. We also got one from Michael Martin. Says, oof, didn't see a next superstar from our team tonight. Yikes. You're not wrong. In a vacuum, you're not wrong. But yeah, not a great night from either Paolo or Franz. That is for sure. Chris says, I always look for an excuse to dunk on the DeVos family. I get it. All right. Didalos also said tonight wasn't on Fultz, to be honest. Yeah, 100%. I don't think tonight was on any one person. That's the thing. Like, it's not like everybody played well except for one person, and that cost us the game. Everybody played horribly except for a guy named Cole Anthony. So this loss gets spread across everybody, if you ask me. Let's look at this box score, guys, unfortunately. This segment is going to be rated R. If you have kids, you don't let them see this box score. It's very ugly. Very, very ugly. Franz Wagner, 14 points tonight on 6 of 14 shooting. He made both of his free throws. Good job, Franz. 5 boards, an assist, and a steal. Only one turnover. 30 minutes for him, basically 31 minutes. Again, shooting the basketball, not great. But then Paolo, I mean, good golly, guys. 15 points on 5 of 17 shooting, 1 of 7 from 3, 4 of 7 from the free throw line. Did have 8 boards, 5 assists, but did have 4 turnovers. A bad night from Paolo. Love Paolo. Hope he stays here forever. Great thing is, this is the exception, not the norm. We'll get a good Powell game here soon. Wendell tonight, I would have loved to see Wendell be better. Only played 18 minutes, which is interesting, but 7.6 boards for him, 2 steals. Jalen, poor guy, rough night for him, 4 points. His first field goal came with, like, what was it, 2 minutes left, less than 2 minutes left with that three? Rough. Markel, 16 minutes, 4 points on 2 of 5 shooting. Meh. I mean, I don't know, guys. Joe Ingles only scored 2, hit 1 field goal. Cole tonight, 26 points, 8 boards, 4 assists, a steal, a block. Is that? Yeah, 0 turnovers? Holy smokes, man. That's crazy. What a night for Cole. Absolutely wasted. Absolutely wasted. J.I. tonight, fine. You know, not the game on Saturday, but 9 points for him, 3 of 5 from the field, did have 4 boards and 2 blocks. Anthony Black got to play 15 minutes tonight, had 9 points, 2 of 5 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3. And then Mo Wagner, 6 points tonight. Sorry, I messed up. I said 9 points. Anthony Black had 6 points. Jonathan Isaac had 9 points. But Mo Wagner had 6 points, 7 assists for Mo Wagner. I did not know that. That's interesting. That's very interesting. So yeah, that's the individual box score there. Doing a look at the Warriors. I mean, again, you hold them to 101 points. They shot 44% from the field, 29% from 3. Not bad, but offensively, you just had nothing going. Where's this summary here? Again, first quarter is where you lost the game. 11 points, you got outscored by 16. 27-11 in the first quarter, just a disaster. You outscore them in the second and the third, and the Warriors beat you in the fourth by 2. Golden State, this is crazy. Listen to this stuff. Golden State outscores you in the paint 54-48. That's wild. They get more fast break points than you, 9-6. They have a biggest lead of 17. You did beat them on the bench. Thank goodness for Cole Anthony. They also got more points off turnovers, despite them having more turnovers. They got 19 points off 10 turnovers. And you scored 11 points off of their 12 turnovers. Gross. Shooting stats here. Just talked about it, but the Magic shoot 31% from 3, 11 of 21. But then this is the killer, 52% from the free throw line. Just not good enough. And then the rebounds, guys. Again, we talked about it earlier, 52-39 rebounding. That's crazy. I don't remember the last time the Magic got just crushed on the glass like they did tonight. Horrible. Horrible. I do want to ask guys really fast. This is not a fun one to sit here and recap. Obviously, I'm pretty disappointed. I know you guys are too, but if you're here, please hit that like button. Again, it's super, super important for us as we get closer to the postseason that more eyes are on our channel, because postseason basketball is going to be really fun. And the more likes, the more people find our channel. So please hit that like button if you're hanging out here. All right, we're going to look at some scores around the league. Oh, good timing. This Sixers-Clippers game is in the final moments. Magic lose to the Warriors 101-93, of course. Right now, wow, the Pacers down 16 in Chicago. That is big for the Magic. If the Bulls can hold on, that is huge. Wow. Thank Chicago again. Just hold on. But this is where it hurts, guys. The Hornets beat the Cleveland Cavaliers by 7. We're going to look at that in a second on the standings. And then the Knicks. The Knicks win 145-101 over the Toronto Raptors. They win by 44. Good gracious. I know the Raptors are just a disaster right now. I think they've lost 12 in a row, 11 in a row, something like that. But that is, doing that to any NBA team is crazy. That's so crazy. Okay, looking at the standings now, the Orlando Magic remain 1.5 games back of the Cleveland Cavaliers. They could have been 1 game back of the Cavs tonight. No, back up. Sorry. It would have been a half game back. It would have been a whole game swing because they lost and we would have won. Yeah, it would have been a half game back of the Cavs. Instead, we're 1.5 games back. Again, the New York Knicks have now passed the Cavs. They are the 3 seed right now. The Cavs are the 4 seed. Magic are the 5 seed. And only a 1.5 game lead on the Pacers now. Now, if the Pacers do lose this game against the Bulls, we will be 2 games ahead, which is great. But yeah, only 1.5 game lead on the Pacers as of right now. Rough. Okay, I do want to really fast. Oh, let's talk about magic number. Magic number for the Magic right now is 8, okay? Meaning 8 Magic wins or 8 Miami losses or 8 Philadelphia losses. Actually, both. They both have to lose 8. some combination of the two of those, that's the magic number for the Magic. Okay. That's how they clinch a playoff berth. How that works, basically, if the Magic win 8 games, they're on 50 wins. And the most that the, what are they? The Miami Heat can win is 49. And then vice versa, if the Heat lose 8, that means 41 losses. And the most losses the Magic can have is 40. So anyway, eight games is the magic number right now for the Magic. Okay. Last thing for tonight, we're going to look at, of course, the spreadsheet. Actually, first we got a super chat from Soul Train. Says series versus Cleveland is more appealing than New York, to be honest. Yes, I agree. However, we wouldn't face this Cleveland team. This Cleveland team that is spiraling right now is without Donovan Mitchell. You add Donovan Mitchell into the mix, obviously that's a totally different ballgame, a totally different series. However, I agree with you. I definitely don't disagree with you. I would rather play a fully healthy Cleveland Cavaliers than a fully healthy New York Knicks, personally. Definitely. Especially if we can get home court, get that 4 seed, that'd be so fun. All right, looking at our spreadsheet here, guys. Obviously, tonight, these are the games. Sixer Clippers is still going on. Let me see if that game is done. Okay, Sixers lead by 2 with 22 seconds left. Yikes, that would not be good for the Magic. Anyway, tomorrow, no games of note in this race, which is interesting. That only happens one other time, which is, of course, Championship Monday in college basketball. But then Friday night, everybody plays. You got the Clippers. Where's my thing? Here we go. You got the Clippers. Magic playing the Clippers, of course. The Heat, unfortunately, play the Blazers. Sixers at Cavs, so that's big. That's a head-to-head matchup here. So someone is going to lose ground on the Magic that night. Pacers play the Lakers. That could be helpful. And then the Knicks continue their easier stretch of the schedule right now, where they played the Nets, the Raptors, and now the Spurs. Spurs on Friday. That's not great. And then, like we mentioned, Cavs will host the Sixers on Friday. Obviously, we'll be here for that game Friday and the game Saturday. Really, really big weekend for the Magic here. So we've talked about magic number. We talked about the spreadsheet and all that good stuff. I think that's probably about going to do it. I'm going to wait until this. I shouldn't say that because it's tied now with 15 seconds left. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say I'm waiting until the end of this game, because last time I did that, the game went to overtime and I stayed on here an extra 20 minutes. You guys have to find out on your own who wins this Clippers-Sixers game. Rough loss tonight. Last couple thoughts here from the chat. Michael says, yeah, surprised by seven assists by Mo Wagner. Yeah, for sure. Donald says, sorry, this team will not win a playoff game. I hope you're wrong, but we'll see. Kawhi? Did Kawhi just win the game? Okay, Kawhi. I'm not sure what just happened. Everyone's texting me Kawhi. You guys have to tell me in the chat what just happened. I'm not watching the game. I thought about this, Chris. I think he said, I think Draymond just didn't want to play tonight. Maybe he was just tired from last night. It was like, you know what? I'm just going to get ejected right away. That's so funny. Chris says, tonight, it's the not-so-starry spreadsheet. That's funny. All right, guys. Yeah, I think that's going to do it for us tonight. The Clippers have the lead now. Okay, Clippers up 1 with 7.9 seconds to go. Again, you guys find the rest of that. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us. Difficult night, but thanks for hanging with us. We'll be back Friday. Big game against the Clippers. These Clippers that are playing right now. I think the Magic can do it. It won't be easy. But hey, we don't have a lot of rest, so maybe that'll help us. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. Tune in tomorrow for the Six-Man Show with Jonathan and Luke. Tonight, also, with the Six-Fan Show will be up sometime tonight. That'll be interesting to hear the reactions after this. But anyway, thanks for hanging out with us. I'll be back here Friday after the Clippers game. But until then, let's go